Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and we have a wonderful guest on a very important topic today, something that you should do to prevent blindness and is commonly not done by a whole number, massive, I would say, of people because they just don't realize that there are no symptoms from this. We're talking about glaucoma. We're talking with an expert from the Lighthouse Guild, Dr. Spiroza. I'm going to just call you Dr. G, if that's so, Dr. S, rather, if I can do that, rather than mess up with your name.
No problem.
This is Dr. Roizen, and we are talking to Dr. Spiroza of the Lighthouse Guild. Glaucoma is a problem that I understand 50% of the people with it in the United States don't even know they have it.
That's right. Glaucoma has been called the silent thief of vision because vision loss is painless. It doesn't have any acute episodes and occurs very slowly over a long period of time. Patients gradually lose their side vision and can be left with a tunnel vision. If left untreated, this can progress to blindness.
So what happens is, as opposed to macular degeneration where you tend to lose central, this one is where you lose peripheral vision and don't even know it.
Right. The central vision will remain intact until very late in the disease. So patients can be very unaware of the gradual loss of side vision. And some patients will even compensate for this vision loss by turning their head to scan the environment without even realizing that they're doing it.
One of the things I learned about when I was reading about it in preparation for this, and again, if you want to learn more about it, then we can tell you lighthouseguild.org is the website. And Dr. Spiroza is, I think you're the medical director of the Lighthouse Guild, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping us save our sight. Is that right?
I'm the director of low vision services at Lighthouse Guild, and we provide medical low vision and vision rehabilitative services, including our own GuildNet managed long-term care plan for patients who are visually impaired in an effort to help them to maintain active and independent lives.
And now this is glaucoma is even more prevalent in the African-American population than the non-African-American. That is than the rest of the population in the United States. Is that right?
Correct, yes. African-Americans are 6 to 8 times more likely to develop glaucoma than the rest of the population. And research shows that African-Americans are genetically more inclined to develop glaucoma, making early detection and treatment all the more important.
The only way of knowing you have this before it results in sight loss of a significant degree is to get your pressures in your eye measured. Is that right?
Yes. So screening for glaucoma would be performed as part of a standard eye exam by any optometrist or ophthalmologist. So we'll test for the measurement of the intraocular pressure. We'll also examine the anterior chamber angle of the eye, evaluate the optic nerve, and do peripheral field testing. So all of these things need to come into play before we can give a diagnosis of glaucoma.
So every year when I go to my eye doctor, and he, or actually they have a technician that looks at my field of vision, that is where I see, I guess is the way you'd say it, or how far wide and elsewhere I see. But they also put on a little device on my eye, if you will, and I'll describe it in non-medical terms. There's a little, and they put a puff of air in, and then they tell me what my pressures are afterwards.
Right,
I guess you want to keep
way.
Your pressures below 20. Is that correct?
Right. So What they're doing is measuring your intraocular pressure. The air puff is a test that's familiar with a lot of people. That's one way of doing it. We can also instill drops and use a tonometer that actually compresses the cornea or the front part of the eye to measure the intraocular pressure. But yes, pressures less than 21 are usually considered normal. But we really need to take everything into account. We need to be able to evaluate the optic nerve, the visual field, and look for any changes in the anterior angle of the eye before we can diagnose glaucoma. So although 21 is typically the standard, if there is a large increase in your intraocular pressure over time, say, for example, a patient comes in with pressures of 14 and they spike up to 21, well, that's not normal.
And so that's why they, I guess they do it every year and they keep the record. And that's why they also look at my field of vision and they look in my eye, or a physician then comes in and looks in my eye, looking at my macula or the back part of my eye, which I always thought was, or the retina and specifically the macula. I always thought they were doing that to rule out age-related macular degeneration or macular degeneration. But they're also looking at the angles, I guess, is what you're saying.
Right. So we look at the whole picture of the eye. So glaucoma not only affects the pressure, but the optic nerve and the visual field. So those three things need to be taken into consideration before we can actually tell you that you do have glaucoma. So when they look in the back of your eye, they're looking at the retina, but they're also studying the optic nerve, which is the nerve that leads from the back of the eye to the brain and transmits vision from the eye to the brain where it's actually seen. Any damage to the optic nerve or changes to the nerve over time could indicate that you may have glaucoma. When we look at the macula, you mentioned macular degeneration. That's part of the retina, part of the central retina, but that doesn't really come into play with glaucoma. That's just looking for other diseases that may also be going on.
Now, when I said 50% of the people, I guess what I... What percent of people, is it 3 million people in the United States have it? That's what I saw. Is it, and yeah, that 50% of them don't even know they have it. Is that right?
Exactly, because as I said, it's a silent disease. There's no pain. There are no symptoms. And unless you get your eyes checked, you will not be able to know that you have glaucoma.
Now, the treatment isn't very severe, meaning it's not a painful treatment in most cases. In other words, it isn't surgery in most cases. It's eye drops or are there other medicines
cases,
as well?
Most cases are treated with eye drops. In severe cases, we may have to go to pills if the eye drops don't work. And then traditional surgery and laser surgery may also have to come into play if the eye drops and medication don't work. But the treatment
most
for glaucoma is ongoing. It's not something that can be cured. It has to be treated for the rest of their life. So patients need to expect to be on these drops for the rest of their life.
We're talking with the, and she'll tell, she heads the Low Vision Service Program at the Lighthouse Guild. It's lighthouseguild.org. Which is an organization dedicated to helping you keep your eyesight. And Dr. Spiroza is our guest. So it's lighthouseguild.org if you want to learn more about it or find out where she is, or I probably even send questions to her. Dr. Spiroza, once it's diagnosed, what's the chance, and assuming the patient is pretty diligent at putting the eye drops on in, what's the chance of this progressing to blindness, one? And two, is it usually both eyes, or is it one eye at a time, or do you treat both eyes even if only one eye is high pressure, or do both eyes almost always have the same pressure?
It typically occurs in both eyes. It may start in one eye first and progress to the other eye, but most cases of glaucoma would be in both eyes. We would only treat the eye that's affected, though, and if the other eye is fine, we would not treat that. About 90% of the patients who are treated can be managed and maintain their vision throughout the rest of their lives, but about 10% of the patients, even with maximum treatment, may progress to lose more vision, and some will go on to develop blindness.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
One of the things I've learned recently about driving is that your peripheral vision when you're driving in an automobile is very important at avoiding accidents, because you see cars coming from the periphery as well as the central area. Is this one of the things that would limit driving or independence of driving if you didn't find out about it?
Well, it can cause a lot of problems if you're driving, if you don't have the proper visual field. It's regulated in New York State that you have to have 140 degree of visual field in order to drive legally. That's typically not tested when you go to motor vehicles, but it should be evaluated in the doctor's office. So if you lose your visual field due to glaucoma, not only is it illegal to drive, but you're putting yourself and other people at greater risk. You may not see a person crossing the street or a car coming from your periphery, and, you know, accidents can happen. But it's also a problem when you're walking. If a patient has a restricted visual field, they may not see that car as they're crossing the street, and they get at increased risk for injuries and falls, damage, anything from glaucoma.
That's actually quite interesting. I didn't realize it was important in walking as well. Obviously, you might not notice a curb or something else and could fall. I suppose falls are one of the things that brings people to the eye doctor when they have this disease.
Right. Falling, tripping over things, missing objects in their periphery. And in advanced cases, patients may even lose the beginning or the end of a sentence when they're trying to read. So all of these things will eventually get you to the doctor's office. But if you progress to the point where you have this much loss, there's nothing we can do to prevent the loss that's already happened. And it can really impact your life. So the key is to go for early detection, early treatment to avoid getting to that point.
And how? Now, I go every year to a eye physician, and how often, but I don't know, is that too often, not often enough? How often should people, and at what ages should they start seeing a physician regularly to, if you will, check pressures, check your eye, look into your eye, and look at the optic nerve and the fields, et cetera?
Well, the American Optometric Association suggests eye exams beginning at 6 months for babies, because this condition can affect anyone. 6 months, 2 years, and then once entering school. Up until the age of 18, every 2 years should be fine. Between the ages of 18 and 60, from birth to 18, every year would be fine. 18 to 60, every 2 years. After 60, every year.
So every year is about right. So my doc has me doing it correctly.
Right.
The other thing they do, which is interesting, is they take a picture of my retina every year. And I guess that picture doesn't do anything relating to this disease. It's to look at my blood vessels and my macula, I guess.
No, that's not true.
Is that right?
The picture takes into account the optic nerve as well, which is part of the retina. So it's looking at the entire retina, which includes the optic nerve. And in glaucoma, we see damage to the optic nerve. So by taking a picture, we're getting a record year to year of any progression of changes within the optic nerve. And that can be very helpful in diagnosing glaucoma.
Gotcha. Anything else that we should tell people other than African Americans are most at risk, but all of us are at risk? You should see an eye doctor regularly. Not only because I guess when I think of things, I worry about cancer. I do a lot of healthy things to prevent cancer, heart disease, even mental illness. But the one thing I guess I fear in second or third place of disability and losing my independence would be my eyesight. Because obviously
yes,
I love reading and I love a lot of things. So we should tell people to go and see their physician for this reason, if this reason alone. Is that right?
Well, sure. I mean, blindness is one of the most feared conditions throughout the population. And glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness worldwide. So don't assume that your eyes are healthy just because you're able to see clearly. Glaucoma and other eye diseases can rob you of your sight without you even realizing it. So the only way to prevent vision loss is through early detection. And the best way to protect your eyes from glaucoma is to get it tested. If you're diagnosed with glaucoma, begin treatment immediately and follow up with your doctor regularly. For patients who have lost vision, they should seek a low vision examination that will help them to maximize their residual vision and to regain function in areas that may have become lost due to their vision loss.
Oh, we've been talking with Dr. Linda Sferosa of the Lighthouse Guild, lighthouseguild.org, about a disease that is preventable. The disease isn't preventable, but the organ loss and the disability from it is largely preventable, glaucoma. For more information, you can go to lighthouseguild.org, but this is something we want you to make sure. Not only should you have a general physical and get the lab tests we've talked about every year, not only should you see a dermatologist after a certain age, probably 50, and with some regularity, but you should see your eye doctor or an eye physician, optometrist, or ophthalmologist routinely every year, I guess, till age 18, and then every 2 years from 18 to 60. And then every year thereafter. This is a great way of preventing a major disability. It occurs in all races and genders, but 50% of Americans who have this problem don't know about it, and they will suffer a disability that they don't have to. Thanks very much, Dr. Sferosa, and thank you for downloading us. Thank you for downloading us. Please do rate us weekly. We have a new This is, I think, and Ben, our engineer who's done a great job, can correct me on this, but I think this is 882B. We have a new podcast every week, so please do download us every Tuesday, the news of the week and what it means to you. Tell your friends about us, and 50,000 of you who download us weekly, I hope can't be wrong. We try and make it fun, interesting, and give you useful information just as Dr. Sferosa did. Thanks again for downloading us.